Episode 147. The Grammar Hammer. This is our one of three, and this week we say boo to plastic surgery. We talk about being a corporate ladder. we talk about being a corporate ladder descender, and Pinkerton brings in their biggest black dude. You can find us at that thingy or on the thingy at the .com-y. There's a easy phone number that's something, 937-501-1002. I think that's it. Oh, thanks for listening. You got one? Thanks for listening. Okay, go for it. Good job. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Say it again. Thanks for listening. Hello. Hey. Hello.
One with waveforms.
I'm trying to draw a penis. Hey. Close.
You'll get it. Just keep working at it.
It does look like a fucked up condom, though. Joel, are you really on?
I think so. I think I'm on. I really think I'm on.
Okay. It's showing up.
Make some noise, Joel.
Okay. I'm making noise. This is the noise I'm making.
Make some noise, Bobby.
I'm making noise. This is the noise I'm making.
I'm going to turn me and Bobby down a little bit. Which is weird. But hello.
This is my unemployment voice.
Can it be a little louder, you think?
Yeah, I can try.
Hello.
Got it.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Hola.
Hello.
All the way from everybody snarky to...
Hello.
Missing stuff you like for stuff you like more. Oh, yeah.
That and camping this weekend. My favorite fucking sports weekend of the year.
What are you doing? Camping?
Camping. Yes, I'll be camping. Apparently in the rain, too, which is not special.
I think we're on.
I think you're on.
I think we're on.
I think you make me on.
Hello. I don't know what that means.
Can you still hear me okay in your headphones?
Can you hear me? In your ears?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hello. How are you fellas today?
Welcome.
This is the first time we've recorded in this space.
It's weird, isn't it?
I wonder if it's going to be awkward.
Well, in this room of this space, way early under the show of a different name, we recorded one session
in the wine cellar. The egghead.com pound wine cellar. I don't remember what it was called then, but yeah. Yeah, and actually, Matt and I have already recorded in the egghead.com compound. I think we went with Parlor.
Parlor. Parlor fits it.
Yeah.
It's got a parlor feel.
Double doors over there.
Yeah. I wish they were swinging, though.
Window doors. Watched House Hunters International.
TV right off the jump, huh?
With these Americans. Stupid Americans. They were in France. Like, I was like, oh, look, cool, it has French doors. And the realtor was like,
just doors.
Nope, they're just doors. We don't use the French adjectives.
They're just fries.
How's the French bread here?
Tastes a lot like bread. That's all I do is watch TV, man. Watch TV, watch kids, watch work.
Such is life.
It's a lot of watching.
I'm a watcher.
You don't do anything? What do you do? You must do something. You did golf today.
Well, watching is a verb.
There you go.
So it is doing something.
Fuck you. Yeah,
that's pretty much
I didn't mean to drop the grammar hammer.
Be an English major about it, you fucking asshole. The grammar hammer. I like that. That's my wrestling name. Come out in a schoolgirl uniform. The Grammar Hammer.
Welcome to Snore Coffee. We're live in the AK.com compound parlor. 2 weeks in a row, kind of. Even though it's the first time, kind of, that we've been here. Me, hi. Zippy, Joel Train.
Zippy, I like it. Did you see I put that on my... Twitter profile.
Nice. No, it is, yeah.
I changed it just to nice. Zippy. Just a Zippy with an exclamation point.
Zippy definitely needs an exclamation point. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the word itself doesn't convey the excitement involved.
It does, but it falls short somehow.
Hi, guys.
The, you and Matt recording kind of messed me up because I was, well, I had a vision that when we got here...
He wasn't sitting on my lap.
Yeah. We could try to set it up like the last time we left you, we were in a semi-deep therapy session.
Yeah. Yeah, now, yeah, I screwed it up a little bit. Yeah.
But now we're not... The last time we left you, it was Egghead and Matt sitting here by himself.
It's still last week. And,
jerking
and
each other off.
He and I discussed that a little bit.
Did you come when Matt jerked you off?
No. Nope, sure didn't.
You'll get there, buddy.
Yeah, well, his hands are like sandpaper, so...
Right.
Like, you know.
Velvet glove, maybe, next time?
That'd have been smart, yeah. I got a whole box of velvet gloves, too. That's the weird part. I didn't think about it.
He could have used
right there, yeah.
Vaseline, since we know it's safe on your lips.
Yeah, that's true.
For when he actually wiped his mouth and then kissed you later. Yeah.
Did you guys have the thing in high school where I remember somebody having problems with acne and then some asshole telling him, like, oh, you should put Vaseline on your face before you go to sleep at night. And I don't know if the person did it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they didn't. But I remember, like, going to somebody else, like, because I had acne, too, but, like, went to somebody else, like, is that a thing? Like, I should... They're like, no, that's the opposite of the thing you should do. Don't do that thing.
That's not a thing at all.
Did you guys have that experience?
No, but I hung out with a kid who had pretty bad acne, and he cared about it a little bit, like he would do stuff for it or whatever. It was just one of those constant chronic cases you couldn't do much about anyways. Yeah. But then he started dating a chick, and he got real heavy into caring about it.
Nice.
And he bought the, like, Clearasil, like, cover-up cream, but it had, like, an orange tint to it.
Oh, sweet.
Like, if you just used a little bit of it, it helped blend, and, you know, but he, like, caked it on and ended up with, like, a mostly orange face, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, because I would go to his house in the morning, and then we'd go to the bus stop together, so I'd be sitting at his house bullshitting while he was
always
getting ready.
Always put on makeup.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what it ended up becoming.
Yeah.
So he could impress this fat blonde named Shelly. Who now only does black dudes, and her name is now Rochelle.
Seems like a reasonable change on both accounts.
Right. It's like, all white dudes wear orange makeup. I can't do this.
Yeah.
This is not going to work.
I'm not into that.
How's it going, guys?
Woo-woo. Going well.
Yeah.
Timber.
Trying to get it away because every now and then it would bump that. I thought it might pick up that noise of bumping the.
I still don't know what makes noise and what doesn't. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure this goes like raising this thing up and down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've heard that noise before. It's like.
Fucking. You know who I hate on that account?
What's it?
DongleCast.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Crystal. Episode 1, Crystal Clear Sound.
Is it they called all Dongle in, like, on, or like, is it DongleCast?
I think it's DongleCast.
Okay, because they. Proposed it in this in what I presumed was a second episode as just Dongle, but at DongleCast.com. And Joe made it sound like I've never been on a podcast before. I'm like, you motherfucker.
I know. He apparently swiped our idea.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't count when you're on this.
That's
like,
podcast.
Swiped our idea. There's a billion podcasts.
We came up with this, dude.
Oh, this was us?
Yeah, this was us.
I didn't realize. I want some royalty checks for all those massive funds everybody's making out there.
Podcasts are a thing now, like a fully blown like thing now. Like,
sure,
there's people writing articles about how there's too many of them already. And
yeah. Well, this is the interesting thing about them being a thing, right?
Does this tighten this movement?
I don't believe so. Not easily, at least.
They're a thing. I agree with you. There's articles in Rolling Stone and articles everywhere about them. However,
podcasts. Okay.
However, I still had to explain to some lady yesterday what a podcast.
Yeah, I believe it.
Now, granted, she was, let's say 50.
Doesn't even matter. I don't think.
I don't feel like it should either.
I don't think it matters.
I still get weird looks. Like today at dinner, I was talking to Jade, and she goes, "Are you doing anything tonight?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to Austin's to do the podcast." And she goes, "Oh, I totally forgot about that." Blah blah.
What are those again?
So the people across the table, Andrew and Nicole, were like, "What are you doing tonight?" I was like, "I'm going to record a podcast," and the looks you get are just like, "What?"
I don't...
Those are seemingly from people who understand what a podcast is.
Yeah.
I don't think they were lost on what a podcast is.
Yeah.
I think they were just surprised that it actually happens for non-famous people.
Yeah.
I don't know what the look really was.
I think the majority of podcasts are non-famous people.
That'd be my guess as well.
Well, I'm sure the majority are, yeah. But the majority of the most listened to are not.
Sure.
Yeah. Shout out to Dongle or DongleCast. I've only listened to an episode in like 10 minutes a second or whatever.
Yeah.
We could do guest spots on each other's podcast.
Joe says he's going to get me in over there.
Really? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Him and a couple of buddies?
Yeah.
Where do they do it at? What
I
part
don't
of
know,
town?
Somebody's apartment. I think. I don't even really know what part of town. I
Where's
know it's
he from?
In Dayton in the surrounding area.
Oh, okay.
He's in Kettering.
That's my town.
5302 Somerset Boulevard.
Nice.
Kettering, Ohio.
Hi, Joe.
Let's go
Hi,
to Joe. Egg his house.
But sign you eggs.
Right, snort coffee at the front door.
In blood.
Just throw like fake prosthetic noses and coffee at his house.
Speaking of writing stuff in blood on somebody's house, you want to have a fun dark night? Watch some Manson interviews.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of them.
Yeah,
and that is one crazy.
He's a crazy dude.
Where do you find him?
Just YouTube. Just Charlie Manson interviews.
Nice.
And I actually, I did it through Google Video because you can do it. You can search by duration.
Is that still a thing?
Google Video? I actually prefer it better because I can search by, and maybe you can do it in YouTube. I just haven't found the thing yet.
Yeah.
The string section just chimed in.
Okay.
But I like that I can hit, I don't want to see it unless it's more than 20 minutes. Because I'm like, I did like 2-hour-long interviews with Charlie Manson, dude.
Yikes.
Just like drinking vodka and orange juice, listening in my recliner, dark room, essentially like undies and an undershirt, listening to Charlie Manson. And one of them, they sort of like, the first one was almost a documentary on him.
Okay.
Topdocumentaries.com just has a bunch of free documentaries.
Nice.
And I saw a couple of Manson ones. Some of the links are dead on them. Like,
sure.
You'll go to it and the link will be dead. But I watched, what did I watch? I watched a documentary on vaginas and what do they call it? Labiaplasty.
Mm-hmm.
And like
this, vaginal mass surgeries.
Yeah, cool. This British chick was like doing a documentary on why chicks are getting their labias cut and fixed and shit. And
why? What was... Give us the punchline.
I was down in the basement by myself, and I thought I could jerk off to it.
No, I meant why are they getting their labias fixed? Yeah. I wasn't really going for that. I knew that punchline already.
Well, they wanted them to look better. They didn't like them. They thought they were too big.
Wow.
Some of them thought they were too big.
No, so they're probably right, actually.
Did anybody think
it was too small?
They like showed a labiaplasty operation.
Yikes.
Like showed the doctor like pulling it out, drawing a line where he's going to cut. Numbing her with the needle, her wincing from the needle, cutting that thing off, sewing it back together.
Oh, boy.
Bleeds for about a week, and you're good. Now you have a smaller pussy. Congratulations.
But it's just a smaller-looking pussy, right? Like, it's not really small. The innards are still the same.
It depends on how you want to describe the pussy. If you describe the pussy as a thing that's there, if there was stuff hanging, now there's not, it's smaller.
You guys should have just seen, all the listeners should have just seen the way Bobby kind of stared off into space as he said that.
I don't want to look anybody directly in the eye.
Just kind of like visualizing.
I can't
like,
thank you enough for that.
Staring off into some weird vagina-filled space that only he can see that's in the middle of the egghead.com pound parlor, yeah, apparently.
Nice house, dude. There's a vagina-filled space in here. Who knew?
But this one guy was doing an art piece where he was doing plaster molds of vaginas.
Sure.
And then taking
very
that.
Very common.
And putting them, they were probably 6x6 squares with the vagina, plaster vagina in the middle of it. And then he made, it started out as a 36 square grid, and then he jumped it up to like 180 square grid because he kept getting more and more people wanting
to
do it.
For sure.
Binary, man.
Everybody jumps on that train.
Yikes. So,
I only watched about first 20 minutes of it.
You couldn't masturbate to that, right?
Like,
I don't think, probably
too much information, but it genuinely was my original idea. Like,
right.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Let's see what's in store. But I think they got into the cutting and the showing of the operation fairly quickly, and it was like, I'm out. And then it bothered me because I got...
You should have stayed in, because I bet the end is like the money.
Look
like,
how much better the dildo works in my...
It's all
look, I can barely get it out of there. It's so tight now. It's crazy.
But I think that I like a floppier pussy. Like, if I had a chick who was... Like, I would try to do my best to make her feel okay about her big floppy pussy, because I would... That'd be more fun to play with. Like, I don't need you wanting to get that thing cut down.
I would agree, but I don't know that I would agree to the point of go ahead and stretch it out some. That'll be fine.
Well, here's the thing. A few episodes ago, we had a conversation about our craziest porn searches.
Sure, yeah.
And one of my crazy porn searches have been big pussy lips. And I found a video where the whole video was these two chicks with giant pussy lips that were stretching them out and measuring them with one of those like flexible tape measures. And, like, they played with him a little bit for the most part, though.
You got no problem looking me in the eye when you say that, huh? Fucking gross bastard.
Oh, it is what it is.
It's gross.
I only have a few family members to listen to this, so I might as well let it all go.
Yeah, I'm not going to encourage stretching them out, but, like, I don't want them getting cut either.
Well, that's where I was going to fall on it. Like, whatever shape your vagina is in, I'm happy.
We're going to fall in it.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Like, I honestly, like, I sort of look down on anybody who gets plastic surgery.
It's weird.
Unless it's like a hair lip or like, and I'm not even sure why I make an exception for that, really.
Who would ever go into the doctor's office and say, hey, give me a hair lip?
No.
That is
weird. For getting a hair lip fixed.
Gotcha.
But I don't, and maybe it's wrong of me to feel that way, but to some extent, I feel
I'm not into it either. Yeah.
You should either, like, fucking work out or just learn to like yourself the way you are.
Yeah, I have no need for plastic surgery. I don't even know what I would do if
she asked. Bigger dick?
Yeah, I could definitely use a bigger dick, but that's just for personal reasons.
Just want to be able to shut the door with it.
That didn't take too long to get straight into some dirty shit.
Boom, bringing the heat right up front.
Well, see, I'm a fan of cunnilingus, so that's where it becomes more fun with the more...
You like to wrap it around your ears?
Yeah, dude. Just
like I really,
pin
really
it.
Get in there.
I
want
to pin it to my ears.
Yeah.
So it makes the acoustics better.
Sure.
The acoustics are amazing with the labia flapped over your ears.
It's God's amplification system.
But see, if you're the kind of guy who does not like cunnilingus, then the
stop calling it cunnilingus
condition. Then the condition of the
sometimes
labia
freezes here on the show.
Doesn't matter to you. It probably doesn't matter to you as much.
Like if you're not down there in it,
yeah. Because if you're not going to go down there in it, then who cares what it looks like while you're fucking it?
Well, you could wrap your dick in it like a taco or something.
Although I have seen porns with chicks with giant pussy lips where while the dude's trying to insert the dick, it almost like you almost have to pull it apart to be able to go. Otherwise, it's going to fold in on itself.
I'll pass. I think that's gross.
You think all sex is gross?
Yeah, but I don't. I don't think it's gross enough. Well, I might think it's gross enough to get surgery, but. Yikes.
If not to cut them off, at least just to permanently pin them open.
Well, you can do that yourself, though, can't you? Like, scotch tape is pretty cheap.
Just tape that.
Get a safety pin.
Yeah.
She thinks you're going down on her, but you're just going to fucking tape her open.
Duct tape.
This isn't going to hurt until it comes off.
But it's not coming off, so.
Then it's really going to hurt. Depends on how sweaty you get. We've talked about me duct taping my nipples before.
That's true.
Just go stapler.
That'd work too.
Hold the stapler open, bang it on there, hold that thing. Boom.
Nice.
You're good to go.
No, thank you.
But it was always a little bit of the Holy Grail for me coming up as like...
Big pussy lips?
Yeah, because you see a lot in porn and... I don't necessarily think it's a product of a bunch of fucking. I think some of them are just that way.
It's a natural gift.
Yeah, it's just a natural gift. But, like, most of the chicks I've ever been with have had a pretty, like, I don't even know if it would be called a well-maintained one, but it's just not. I didn't come across any floppy ones until, and I couldn't enjoy it as much because it was part of the threesome, that chick that she had some. But that was, I was so wasted, and, you know, I couldn't enjoy it to the point of being able to use it again later.
Right.
Those details of it. I used the overall experience in the spank back later, but.
Wow.
Are you about to stab me with a screwdriver?
Like, is that enough?
I take it too far.
Is that enough? Pardon me, folks. I tried to do that off mic. And failed. I can see the waveform.
That's a cool indicator. You can totally look at it when we all start laughing at something and realize, well, we're probably blowing people's eardrums out right now.
Oh, I know something that's not porn that we can talk about.
Cool. Really?
You sound amazed.
Never heard of it.
This will be a first for the show. I helped switch my dad off of cable.
Really?
Yeah, I got a Moroku box.
Yeah? Nice.
You get a Hulu Plus subscription and a Netflix subscription.
That's about all it takes.
Does that cover about everything?
Pretty much.
What if you're the... See, I...
Hulu,
I, you, I noticed in your tweet that you were talking specifically about old people, but I want to get my wife to do it.
Yeah.
But
what's she on? What's her steez?
The local news.
Just get a digital antenna for that shit.
And you don't need a digital. Just get an antenna. You don't need a digital antenna.
Yeah, that's what I told her. But
yeah.
Yeah, because I'd get my dad one of those too.
Yeah.
Get him an antenna.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, we were out walking, taking a walk, and nice. He was all fucking. He was just railing about Time Warner. That's right. I said your name, bitches. And I was like, well, why don't you just get a Roku? And it's fun to talk to old people in like yeah. those terms because like you get like
speaking a different language.
Use Roku and Hulu in the same yeah. sentence, and they're fucking like it's over.
Yeah, like they're waiting for you to get up and do your African dance around the living room.
No, Dad. They're from Silicon Valley. It's in the States. Calm down.
But what I think I would have to do, the best way to do it, and maybe this is the best way to do it for anything, is you take what's available on Hulu, what's available on Netflix, then what's going to be available with the digital antenna. You take all that and you figure out between all those three things, which are easily affordable and manageable, what then is not available? What exactly are you missing out on by having those three things? Because I'm sure some network, like is MTV on either Hulu or...
No.
Netflix?
MTV shows on Hulu, I believe.
MTV shows on Hulu. Yeah.
Because she watches the Teen Mom shows and some of those, so it's like, to specifically tailor it to her, I would have to show her a complete list of what's not available, and that would have to not include anything she wants to watch.
Right. Well, I mean, I think right now the break, in my mind, seems to be, if you watch a bunch of TV, it's probably not going to work for you. But, like, if I watch... I don't know, maybe 10 hours a week, maybe, and that seems high to me.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't have a problem, like, perfect example is Mad Men, right? I heard people talking, like, this show's awesome.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have a problem, like, oh, okay, if it's awesome, I bet it'll be on Netflix eventually. Yeah. And then, like, 4 years later, it was on Netflix, and guess what? It was still awesome.
Yeah.
I just didn't get to, like, go to work and be like, dude, I couldn't believe what happened to Don Draper last night. Like, that was the only part that I missed out on.
You weren't in on the references while they were happening.
Right, right. Although, I got the flip side to that, which I love and is my new favorite way to watch TV. When I get hooked on a series, it's awesome to just go on a 4-episode-a-day bender.
Bang it out.
And then, like, first season done in a week.
I'm doing that with the second season of Shameless right now.
Yeah.
I watched the first 2 episodes of the second season, and I've cashed the rest. And I'm going to wait till it's over, and I'm going to bang them out in a couple of days.
Yeah. Talking about the U.S. version?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
With William H. Macy? You haven't seen that?
Mm-mm. I've only seen the UK version.
When you mentioned Shameless, I assumed.
No,
I'm not sure if I knew there was a British version.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that with King of the Hill. I think I'm 200 episodes deep into that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think those are the real differences. And I think in terms of content, the Hulus and Netflixes of the world are only growing.
I think you set a bucket next to the door, next to the TV, and say, every time you flip on fucking Netflix or Hulu, toss a $5 bill in there, because this is how much money you're saving by not paying fucking cable bill.
It's
like
a big
savings. $70-$80 fucking dollar cable bill.
Yeah. Versus if you get both Netflix Instant and Hulu Plus, that's $20 a month.
Yeah. And you're watching less TV, so you're doing other stuff.
None of the pay channels are on there, though, right?
No. But I think at this point,
I watch a fair amount of Showtime stuff.
Showtime is on there. United States of Tara is on there.
I don't watch that.
They've got some stuff. I'm sure not their whole catalog is on there. But Showtime does have some stuff. HBO doesn't. But I think HBO has their own app. Streaming shit.
HBO Go. So,
and then, like, the other place that it falls short is sports. If you're a sports person.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be kind of fucked, but it depends on what sport you're into, because...
Well, baseball, you can get fucking...
Right.
If you're willing to pay a couple bucks.
NBA's got the same thing.
NBA's shit is actually pretty slick.
I haven't. I just knew they had something.
Some of the guys at work watch it there, and like, oh, go pick the camera you want to watch from. Go pick all this shit, and it's really pretty slick.
Yeah.
But not if you like the local team, though. If I buy the MLB package, don't have cable... Every time the Reds are on Fox Sports Ohio, that's going to be blacked out on MLB Network.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
Because the Reds have a TV contract with Fox Sports Ohio first.
Huh.
And that's why you can see all the other games, because you're not in their market. That's what it's best for. But I don't think it works if you're in your own market. I would still want it, because I would want to see the other teams.
You're that much of a geek.
But with no cable, I'd want it, but I would be missing out on the Reds, which would piss me off. Right. You almost have to have cable to see the Reds.
Right. And that's why, I mean, I do think, while it's growing, that it isn't quite for everybody yet. I do think it's for more people than realize that it's an option. Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to say on sports is, like, I'm going crazy on college basketball right now. And ESPN3 is the shit. If you have the right fucking cable provider or internet provider, I'm going to go home and watch the Cincinnati game tonight on replay.
Yeah.
And I've been watching, like, games from, like, 30 days. Their back catalog goes back, like, 30 days.
You have to have certain... Which internet provider do you have?
AT&T.
Because it's not on Time Warner, right?
I don't think so, but then I got, like, a weird window last night, and the only options to choose from were, like, Verizon Fios, Time Warner, and then some company that I hadn't heard of. So I don't know if that's changing. It always sort of seems in flux, and that is good. There's no NFL on that. There's college football on it.
They lock NFL down shit pretty fucking hard, they man. Do. Like, pretty hard.
Their TV contracts are in the fucking close to the billions.
Looks stupid.
Like, I think ESPN just paid $9 billion.
How many people sitting at home would pay $2 to watch it sometime?
But that's till like 2024. Yeah. They've got Monday Night Football till like 2024 for like $9 billion.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Huh. I'd like $9 billion.
So were you able to get your dad figured?
He knows how to use it. I expected to get frequent text and phone calls like, it's not working, I don't understand, blah, blah, blah. Hasn't been any of that. Really? In fact, it's only been a week, and the only text I've gotten about it is, I'm fucking loving this Netflix.
What does Roku do else doesn't do? Like, just internet?
Yeah, because we got the
internet's fine, yeah. Internet's fine, but I feel like it's too there's some... Old people want a remote in their hand. Yeah, they don't want to necessarily get your setup and have, like, a mouse and figure it all out.
Yeah.
So I think he likes the remote.
The Roku box just simplifies it and puts it in cable form.
Does it end up looking app-based on the TV screen?
Yeah, it's appy.
Okay. I can see how that would go then.
It's appy.
And
as opposed to ad.
As opposed to appless.
Well, I was going with minus the H and happy and minus the S and sad.
Oh, dude. I see.
Who'd you expect to get that?
Captain Grammar Mistakes.
I guess nobody. leaving off some key consonants.
But he's got this
joke that I'm only explaining like half of a word of. Have at it.
But he's got an iPhone, so my initial thought was, oh, we'll get you an Apple TV.
Yeah.
Fuck Apple TV.
Yeah.
It doesn't have Hulu Plus.
Really?
Because they want to sell you through iTunes these fucking shows at like $40 for a season of fucking Law and Order. Yeah, that's crazy. The prices are crazy. Yeah.
Huh. It's because Apple is such a bag of pretentious fucking douche shit.
They have their problems. I'm shitting on them right now. I'm shitting on one of their devices as an Apple user.
Have you heard the description for the new Retina display on the iPad 3?
No.
It was described as the perfect resolution for the human eye.
Well, they said on the last iPhone, they said that it was the highest resolution that the human eye could comprehend.
Yeah, like so, detect or whatever.
What a bunch of fucking a-holes, dude.
Well, it's scientifically pretty accurate, though. Granted, I don't know that you need to say it that way. Yeah, exactly.
This is the perfect resolution for your human eye.
Can't even comprehend anything better. So don't get it. Don't go get it. Because it won't even understand it. Your eyes are stupid.
But I felt they fell pretty short on the iPad 3 with what they added, because the display, I'm sure, is beautiful. I mean,
it's probably pretty nice.
I have no doubts that the display is the greatest out there, and will be for quite some time, because nobody really caught up to the iPhone 4 screen yet.
Yeah. Right.
But that's not enough to get me to buy it. And they added a better processor and blah, 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 blah. But they won't do Siri. Siri's already overloading their network as it is. They're not putting Siri on the iPad anytime soon.
Well, and, you know, I think, I'm sure this isn't true with everybody, but my sort of, and I was always a loose fanboy at best, but I'm much more realistic about what Apple is as a company and where their strengths are, and there are strengths, and where their weaknesses are, and there are totally fucking weaknesses. And that was the thing, like, when I, because my initial thought is, like, oh, wouldn't it be cool for him to be able to play his iTunes through his fucking phone on his TV and, like, use it as a remote and all that trendy fucking shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it would have been cool, but...
It's also a big pain in the ass and, like...
Well, really, the money aspect of it. The crux of it, the money aspect of it was I paid half as much for a fucking Roku box for them. Those things are 50 fucking bucks.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it was... part of the place that Netflix lacks is you have to wait for a season to be fucking released. So you're not even close to the timeline.
Yeah.
So, like, for a show like The Daily Show, which my dad's big into, right? He didn't want to watch last year's fucking episodes of The Daily Show.
Because it's topical.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but Hulu Plus, 24 hours after it's been played on TV, it's on Hulu Plus.
Nice.
So that's the real benefit there.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have Hulu Plus, I was like, I'm not even going to fucking pitch it to him.
My buddy Jer has Hulu Plus, and I wonder, like, from when he was sitting there just browsing through, we were just sitting around bullshitting, he was just looking for something to put on while we were bullshitting. It feels really clogged with shit you would never watch.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of shit on there.
Yeah, I'm paying $8 a month for it, basically, so I can watch.
Oh, I didn't realize you had Hulu.
Yes, because I don't have a DVR with no cable, and I basically use it to watch the four network shows that I normally watch. And that's the extent. It's an $8 a month DVR, essentially.
Right.
For shows, for very few shows. I rarely go to check Hulu Plus to see if there's anything new or interesting that I want to watch.
No, you're going there for your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I am with regular Hulu. And I'm fine. Like, I don't even feel like I need Hulu Plus. Because the things that Hulu has, I'll just... And a lot of times the way I'll do it is, like, I'll wait for a week's worth of Daily Shows to pop up. And then I'll sit down on a Friday and just sit and watch the Daily Show for an hour and a half, 2 hours or whatever. Yeah. Or Parks and Rec or, you know.
Kato's barking.
Yep, he'll do that.
But even for your limited use of it, like, for $8 for those shows...
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I was watching on cable, pretty much. The other shit I don't miss, so...
Do you buy the Roku box, turn it on, it shows up on your TV, then you pay and order Hulu Plus and Netflix from there?
Mm-hmm.
It's $50?
Mm-hmm. The Roku box is $50, and then Hulu Plus is
$8.
So you're getting it for $8. I think my dad got it for like $7. So it's like around. You can get like a coupon code online, and then Netflix Instant. You already have, right?
I don't have Netflix now.
Wow.
I just now got the internet back like a couple weeks ago.
How did you lose the internet?
We got rid of it to save money.
Yeah.
Like literally, like 2.5 years ago.
Jesus, I'd get rid of my roof before I got rid of the internet.
Well, I had it on my phone.
Put a tarp up there. Fuck it. I'm checking. I'm watching YouTube.
I had it on my phone.
I'm going to live like an animal.
I don't know how much I've missed the internet. Like, when I'll sit here on a weekend when the kids aren't here. I don't know what that matters, but, like, I don't get on the computer really on the weekends at all.
Yeah.
And I don't miss it.
Oh,
I miss...
We should have played that Skrillex video before we started. Maybe after next break.
Yeah,
because you can do it loud now.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this guy, Skrillex?
I've heard of him. I haven't heard of him.
There's this video, and I'm not claiming that all of a sudden I like Skrillex or by any means, but I saw one video and I was blown away by it. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much want to go to a concert.
We better turn back to 16.
I am going to a Gary Allen concert in June.
Those sounded like words.
Country singer.
I was going to say, he sounded like a racist. Gary Allen, fucking bigot. Just by the name.
Not far off from some type of medieval torture device. Your little tea scooper.
It's just for tea, man.
Tea steeper.
It's not a torture device, unless you really dislike tea.
You tea steeping hippie.
I'm going to sweeten it with agave.
I know, that's even weirder. Wholesome sweeteners, organic raw blue agave.
I just got it because I'd never tried it, but I'd heard of it as a sweetener, and I thought, it's $3.50, fuck it. I still had a job at that point, so I could make decisions like that.
Having a job.
So you don't have a job anymore.
No, man, I got laid off.
We
involuntary layoff.
Rough.
I don't know if it's understood that we all worked together.
I think
Silky Smooth has not worked with us,
which is why he wasn't invited to this one.
He worked with me for a little bit there, but quickly no called no showed because that's his style.
For real?
Oh yeah,
that's how he got gone.
Yeah, he's a no called no show motherfucker.
Still, that motherfucker's in his 30s now.
Not so much now, I wouldn't say, but like, yeah, it's nothing for him to just disappear from somewhere.
Because don't get me wrong, like, when I was 18, it was, like, my grandpa died every other weekend. Like, I was constantly like, I can't make it in. Yep. Pops is dead. Like, gotta go to the funeral.
No, he
I'm
just
sure he'll be back alive next week. But
probably die again. He's pretty sick, so.
The three of us sitting here, Joel Train, Zippy, and I.
Is Zippy going to stick?
Work at the same establishment. But then this establishment has hit rough times over the past, 7 years?
Three out of us.
Yeah, and then decided that only the people that work in a factory count for anything.
That's only for now.
Yeah, and that's only for now.
Don't worry.
I figured you wouldn't be immune forever. Genuinely, all the people that I'm friends with there, I still like, I hope you guys are good.
Yeah. Well, one of us sitting here is still going to be okay.
I'll be all right for the foreseeable future.
Sure.
I don't even count on that. And that's a year down the road, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel I've got. Yeah. But
I have no idea.
What time frame are you thinking?
End of April.
Is when the next, like...
The next round of layoffs that's going to include possibly us.
Because I'm not even off the books until mid-April.
Yeah.
So...
It could have been worse, is what I'm saying.
You're still getting paid, right?
Absolutely.
You're getting paid for 60 days. That's how they kind of screwed you out of paying you what they should have theoretically paid you. But they're now paying you over the course of 30 years. Is that really happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What's it work out for you? Did you add it up yet? A lot of people at work were saying it's going to be like $6 a month.
It's like $25
Fuck you guys,
a check,
man.
But it's only $25 a check if I do give me a check every 6 months. Because you can break it down like give it to me quarterly, give it to me biannually, or give it to
biannually.
That's how I'm choosing biannually because it's going to be $25. $25
$100 a year.
2 times a year. No, $50 a year.
$50 a year.
Yeah, man.
Holy fuck.
For 30 years, though.
Dude.
Oh, my God. That's such a slap in the face.
It really
is. It's
not
even as bad for someone my age. Like, because I haven't paid into it for forever. Yeah. But, like, imagine being like, oh, I've worked here for 30 years.
But even take away the what you've paid into it, the just the general severance for the years you have put in, the idea of a severance is to help you transition into the job market.
Right.
That's the point of the severance.
Yeah.
This is not doing that.
Right.
By any means.
Right.
You can't spin it to say it might be doing it.
Right.
Well, just what the fuck is the point? Like, just keep your fucking money. You done laid me off. Keep your fucking money because I don't want your $50 a fucking year.
Yeah.
That's stupid. That's some shit. Like, what the fuck is that supposed to... That's not going to cover my insurance for a month.
No, it's not
fuck
gonna cover
you guys.
Your insurance for a day.
Yeah, like.
Could I? Hello, State Farm. Yeah, could I purchase about 16 minutes of insurance, please? I'm getting my work check here in 3 months.
I feel like I'm about to break my leg. Oh fuck! Oh, about to. I'm sure. I'm just about to break my fucking leg. Sounds like your leg's already broken, sir.
Preparing. I'm preparing
That's
for
a
the
pre-existing
pain.
Condition. Get off of our phone lines.
Go. I don't, like...
I'd be better off if I were an illegal alien.
I apologize if my attitude is shitty.
No, everybody's attitude's
but, like,
shitty, man. Like,
that just seems like some shit.
I feel like I'm more... I'm coping with it better than most. Like, right. I'm not... I worked through my anger period, yeah. Don't get me wrong, yeah. But really, like, the anger period was almost before it was official.
Exactly. That's kind of, yeah.
Because everybody could see it coming, and everybody spent, at least in, like, in where I was, everybody spent the month before they made the fucking announcement, like, I wonder if the doors will be locked on Monday when we come in. Like, everybody was talking like that. And not only just, like, negative, chatty Cathy type people. Like, fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
and that was company-wide.
They're fucked.
I knew it was, but...
Yeah. I got no confidence that they come out of this bankruptcy.
I liked what you said, that DB, to keep his name anonymous, asked in the meeting that you had, which was like, so the people that made the horrible decisions that got us here are the people that are...
I wasn't there. I just heard that story
about
from
that,
him.
Yeah. But yeah, that those are the same people that are making the decisions on the restructuring plan?
Next question.
We'll get back to you on that.
Well, when you put it in those terms, it does sound really fucking retarded, doesn't it?
It's so sad.
And that to leave our company name out of it, too, it's also interesting that it was like God on the planet for a good 50 years. Like, in terms of an American company, there was no bigger fucking name.
No, yeah.
Nobody was doing what they were doing.
Coke. And this joint, kind of.
For real.
Yeah.
For on the real. Yeah, but Coke fucking managed to build a product that was going to sell into the 2000s.
Coke, topical moment here. Coke and Pepsi are changing their recipes to take out and change the caramel coloring because the FDA is about to slap a "this will cause cancer" label on them.
Nice.
Because they found a chemical inside of the caramel coloring.
Keeping it topical.
That will give you cancer.
Huh.
Okay.
That's fucking crazy.
How long have people been drinking Coke and Pepsi?
Lawsuit. How long have people been doing it?
Yeah, like, how long have people been drinking Coke and Pepsi? Like, a long time. Caramel coloring's been there the whole time. Here's how retarded it is, though. In order for this chemical to be present enough in your body to even start to be a concern for cancer, you have to drink 1,000 Cokes a day.
Right.
Well, that seems
means you're going to die. Your stomach's literally going to explode from being super fucking overweight before you get cancer from it.
But we as a country decide to put our money and resources into finding a way to slap a label of "this is going to cause cancer" on sugary beverages. There's a war against fucking soft drinks out there, folks. I don't know if you've suited up yet or not, but there is a fucking war on sweetened beverages.
It might be just sugar, dude.
I think agave is still safe.
Yeah, it's not sugar because they don't use sugar in Coke anymore.
Telling you.
Although this agave was distributed out of Sugar Land, Texas.
So that's funny.
I don't know.
That's some cool hipster. That's some cool hipster irony right there.
That it uses the name of like a shit pop country band.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, we're Sugarland.
On
back to what?
The last episode of Egghead.com Presents, which was 104, we discussed if we were hipsters. And I seem to be dating a black chick, so
hipster. Throw that beard back out, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
But is she a hipster?
Yeah.
Black chick into indie rock, dude. Yeah, she's a hipster.
Into this white guy.
That makes you
white guy in indie rock. Yeah.
That makes you hipster by proxy.
I think I could still get away with not being a hipster, except not, I guess.
Guess what the first sign of any problem is? Denial.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you wear the track pants, ironically. So
there's no irony there at all.
That might be hipstery.
Yeah, they're too fucking comfy to be ironic.
You could wake up one day.
That's the name of my new indie band. Too fucking comfy to be ironic.
So how's it feel to be unemployed?
The panic hasn't really set in because I got that, like,
are you getting paid
paycheck.
full
yeah.
Like, did, and I noticed, like, I came up and looked at your office the day after, I think, and all your shit was gone. Did it take you any time to make the decision of you can either stay 60 days and
I wasn't given the decision.
Really?
Here's how it happened. So interestingly enough, we were told,
yeah, can you start, like,
from
we've heard there's gonna be layoffs this day.
Right.
let's say a Monday, because that's what day it was.
That's what day it was.
Yeah.
So basically, running up to that Monday was sort of a fun game of like trying to read your boss. Like, hey, do you want me to like? I was going to start on that month long project. Do you want me to start on that month long project, or you just want me to like check out some YouTube videos and shit? And it was like I didn't say it that bluntly, but it was constantly sort of like, is he making eye contact with me? Like,
yeah.
When he speaks to us as a group, is he like intentionally avoiding eye contact with me? Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
So that was a fun game to play.
That's awesome.
And it was weird too. Like I said, the vibe was interesting beforehand when everybody was panicked, right? Yeah. But then when like that date was coming up,
yeah,
people were fucking like, I'm not a talker. I don't make friends like socially at work very well.
Yeah.
But like straight up people coming up to my cube like, did you hear the latest? Like, are they going to drug test everybody? Are they going to measure your bandwidth? Like, and that's how they're going to make the decision.
Yeah.
Like, blah, 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 blah.
Measure your bandwidth.
Right. Measure how much you're downloading.
If you're on internet.
I was listening to podcasts all day while I was doing work, and I wasn't bringing them in on my iPod. I was just going to whatever.com and hitting play and then closing the window and going back to work.
Really?
But all that shit just turned out. Every rumor I heard wasn't even fucking close.
I can explain how it was done if it wasn't explained to you, but
well, no, yeah, yeah. We were told the legit way, yeah. But there were also all of those sort of before we were told the way that fit,
you got ranked
to that figure.
Did you know that?
Yeah,
what
you got ranked?
Oh yeah,
there was
yeah.
a big meeting where you got ranked, and apparently,
yeah, I heard they all came in on like a Sunday and like sat around and fucking.
Your rank wasn't high enough. See, I don't think we'll get that experience.
I think it'll be the same.
No, I don't. No, I mean the experience of trying to read the boss.
Oh, no, probably not.
I won't, because nobody who's going to know is going to be there while I'm there.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so Monday comes.
So Monday comes, and I get there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Then Tuesday's gone.
With the wind. And I get so I get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Leonard Skinner reference for all you hipsters out there. I get there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It was a band in like the 70s.
They died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And my meeting is at 8 o'clock. And John tells us, I'm sorry, Blank tells us on...
John was so specific.
Yeah.
Fuck, God damn it.
But still so vague, though.
I got to edit it, dude. It sucks.
I don't think you do.
And I don't have any hard feelings against my boss. Because number one, I know it wasn't like... he had some input on the rankings, but I don't think he had a full input on the rankings. And he seemed great through the whole thing. Like... But way before this, he was like, don't tell anybody I told you guys this. Like, pulled us all into a room, but said, like, before any of this shit went down, there was supposed to be, like, 14 jobs removed from our, like, core and, like, these other parts. And, like, I'm not supposed to... He was definitely one of those bosses that was like, I'm not... Like, anything that I can tell you and not get fucked myself, I'm gonna tell you. Because I'm not... Like, this sucks for everybody, and I don't... Yeah. I'm not trying to be an asshole about this. So I have a meeting at 8 o'clock. And I walked.
When did you know you had the meeting?
Well,
did you know Friday?
Yeah, he told us on Friday, you're gonna get a meeting in your email. Everybody in the department's getting a meeting, whether they're affected or not.
Yeah.
And even then was still that same game of like,
who's he looking at?
Wink, wink, affected or wink, wink, not. Just tell me, John. Just fucking tell me.
All these winks.
Just wink or don't wink. God damn it. So there's a meeting at 8 o'clock, and the meeting is all of 5 minutes long.
just him in there?
Just him.
Yeah.
Which I was really surprised by, because I thought for sure that there would be some other...
Just another...
Well, dude, our main floor supervisor took that whole week off his vacation, so he didn't have to deal with the consequences of the actions.
That's pretty nice.
Wow.
Gone Monday through Friday on vacation. Yeah.
He's a classy dude, so...
He's a giant douchebag. Yeah.
Wow. And you guys weren't even affected. Like, so, like, what was...
I know, but he had engineers that were...
Oh.
Like, you know, he had...
Engineers.
He's afraid of somebody going postal, so he just takes the week off?
I guess.
Because that's why I thought that somebody would have been in there, because if I were a different person, I would have gone... From that meeting, I would have gone up to HR and said, John, grab my dick.
Yeah.
I was in a meeting with John at 8 o'clock, and he grabbed my dick.
Certainly an option.
And you would think that they would want somebody in there to say, he didn't
God, grab why didn't you grab do that?
Yeah. I'm not that dude.
You gotta trade. Dude, you gotta fucking survive. This is survival of the fittest.
Gotta be a different
you gotta
dude.
Fucking take care of your family, dude. It's time to get some dick grabbing going on.
Maybe I can go back now.
Oh, yeah, I got that 8 o'clock meeting with John. Well, I got an 8:15 meeting with HR, and it involves a lot of dick grabbing. Somebody's staying here.
I got handsy in that meeting.
As a parting gift, I'm going to grab your balls.
Thanks, John. That'll give me 6 months of pay. Awesome, dude.
Would it be funny if you actually grabbed your dick and you were like, no, this was, I was kind of playing here. Now I kind of like it and we're connecting. And
it'd be awesome if he was such a great boss that he just, that he like, that's why he's like, I'm grabbing your dick, go up to HR. Nice. You can get some, like, you'll be able to get like sweet. 9 months. They're not going to want to fight this. So I'm we'll take a, get out your cell phone to take a picture of me grabbing your dick. And take that up to HR and you'll be like a little bit better set. It'll be sweet.
Kick ass.
I can go ahead and finish for you if you'd like.
Might as well.
That's nuts, dude.
So yeah, the meeting was 5 minutes and...
So what, he... Sorry, you're one of the ones that got laid off.
You're one of the people affected by the thing.
Which... Did you two have the understanding that you kind of already knew that?
I fully expected.
Because you were one of the newest in the group, right? Yeah.
I fully expected. But it was also difficult to judge that way, too, because like as I talked to people who had been through layoffs, like my mom specifically and then some other people, she was saying like, well, interestingly enough, it used to work like newest in, first out.
Yeah.
And now, because the newest in doesn't get paid as the person with the high the seniority, a lot of times they're letting those people that actually know what the fuck they're doing go.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really know how it was going to break down, but I'm one of those people that approaches life from that, like, I'm going to expect a shitstorm.
Bound to happen.
And if it's not a shitstorm, then I'll be pleasantly surprised. I'm going to plan for
the worst.
Just
stretching my leg, it just happened to be under the blanket. Well, have you had the thought of... Fuck, are you kidding me? I put all this work in to get this degree so I could apply for this job. And had I just been lazy and not done this, I would be safe right now.
Joel's a ladder climber. He started at the bottom rung.
Yeah, with us, with me.
In the shittiest product line in this joint.
Yeah.
That we've all worked on.
Which I'm back to now.
And went to other shittiest product lines.
He's a ladder descender.
I've done the full circle. My ladder is literally shaped like a circle. It's more like a hamster wheel.
If we were playing the game Snakes and Ladders, I would be on the ladder and Bobby would be on the snake.
Yep.
He would be sliding down.
Is there a game called Snakes and Ladders?
Isn't there?
Shoots.
Yeah. Whatever. Fuck it.
you brought wildlife into this game. So, but do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
You climbed a ladder to the carpet where you had your own office without a door and without walls that go all the way up.
No ceiling.
And
office is kind of a stretch, but I get where you're going.
And, okay, you got Bobby's question now of how's that treat you?
Well, I sort of am half and half on it because, like, not to get too specific numbers-wise, but I made about an extra $10,000 in a year.
Really? Nice.
So, like, I got a good pay bump. But now I'm wondering, like...
Yeah. Because had you have stayed, you would be in his department and...
Yeah. One of the safer departments, I would assume.
You would be...
The safest.
The safest.
Right. Now. Yeah, we're literally probably the safest department in the entire joint.
Yeah, like, they'll go down when the building closes.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll go down before the building closes. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely dawned on me. I definitely was aware of the irony... On the flip side, I got that degree. I was able to get almost...
It's not like this place is the only place you can ever use it.
Right. And I was able to get a year and a half of experience with a company who used to be Coke. You know? Yeah. Who used to be legit. And like...
Now they're crank.
And it's not like... And it's not like I was... You know, John said in the meeting, like, this, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, this isn't due to poor performance. You did great. Like, it really doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
I'll be your reference, even though he's not supposed to be another example of John being a good boss. Yeah, he was like, maybe I shouldn't be saying nobody fucking listens to the show. But he said, like...
Brendan does.
We're not supposed to... Really?
I don't know if she does anymore. I don't know.
She did.
Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't 4 months from now.
I don't think she's going to arc us out.
We do have listeners we didn't know about because we weren't paying attention to the Twitter feed.
Really?
That's why I switched that. Did you notice that?
Uh-uh.
Well, I didn't switch anything per se, but I made it so that...
Well, okay, go ahead.
We don't want to talk about it?
No, I'm curious to know if they're fans of the Twitter handle, if they're just fans of us on Twitter and not necessarily the show, because there was nothing specific of the actual show.
Yeah, but the Twitter was silent for quite a while, other than show links.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If they're just fans of show link tweets, then
that's pretty sad.
More power to you. Yeah. We'll have to shout them out. I'll find their names and we'll shout them out here in a little bit. But let's finish the unemployment story before we get into that.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he said essentially that it's not, you know, it's not you, it's me. And then said, you know, it was basically go home today. Just go home right now.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, at 8 o'clock, go home.
Yeah, at 8:15. Okay.
Yeah.
Your new job is to get a job.
Do not pass go. Do not go to HR.
Yeah. Come back in tomorrow. He didn't say with a cardboard box, but he'd come in with a cardboard box. Yeah. And pack up your shit and sign your paperwork and turn in your badge and hit the bricks.
Did they give the people that day, like, why not just go ahead and collect your stuff, sign your paperwork, and be done with it then? Why force you to deal with it again the next day? Did they think that that day of getting off at 8 on a Monday, was it going to be like a decompression day to stop you from raging?
I think it was partially that, and I also think that and I'm sure it happened anyway, but I also feel like part of the thought process was like, I don't want this dude who just got fired and all these dudes who just got fired going around to every cube that they know anybody in the office and talking to each person for 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
At least.
Tomorrow, you're just going to look sad and everybody's like, sorry.
Right. Like,
or it's the extent of it.
I think that.
They should have said, like, sneak in tonight after midnight, grab your shit.
There was also paperwork to sign, and, you know.
It'll be on your desk.
Right.
I mean, our desk.
You can't take that with you. But it was interesting, too. Like, that next day, that Tuesday, dude, like, security guard at every door all of a sudden. Like, oh, you guys are, like, you guys are legit scared. Like,
Pinkerton or whatever brought in their biggest black dude.
Yeah, they definitely did. Yeah. I told him that, too. Yeah. I was like, they brought in the big guns for this one, didn't they?
Look at this. You got a triangle shirtwaist thing happening here? What's going on today, guys?
But, like, I don't know. It's just weird because you have to – everybody then who's going to be left behind after this – because I was talking to a guy about this. He's like, who they get rid of will give you a good indication of what their plans are going forward. And I think that he was somewhat satisfied or satiated with the who they ended up getting rid of.
Fuck that guy.
No, I mean, this is only from this is only from an engineering standpoint. But the thing is like we're all sitting here knowing that they have a horrible track record of making decisions.
Past 8 years of shitty decisions have led them into where they're at now. So
Antonio, still more specific,
And they do such dumb stuff like. The rumors came out. I think the first thing that happened was the law firm was hired.
Yeah. That was
That was what started some rumors.
We're not going into bankruptcy.
We've always had them on the books. Yeah.
And they would,
which was a funny and like, fucking. We always had that bankruptcy firm on the books. Fuck you.
But the people would say, like, you know, our people in charge where we're at would say, like, don't listen to the rumors. You know, Dayton Daily News put out this article. Who cares? Don't listen to that. It's just them talking, blah, 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 blah. And then the next bit of news was whatever, and they filed bankruptcy, and then it was more rumors of this, and don't listen to these rumors, you know, blah, 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 blah. They filed bankruptcy.
Oh, those rumors. Those
yeah,
totally
because
true.
The next set of rumors were restructuring and focusing on our group. So we're okay now because the focus of the restructuring of the bankruptcy is on us. So, yay. They hung that article in the Dayton Daily News up on the bulletin board in the entryway.
Yeah.
You just got done telling us to give Dayton Daily News no mind.
Right. Now you're hanging them up. Yeah.
Like, stop being a fucking blatant hypocrite and start getting in touch with the way that logical people think.
Nah.
I want to murder people. I'm the type of person that the security guards are there for, but not really. I wouldn't do
it. Right.
But my mindset's that way.
Right. Yeah, I'm not ragey about it at all. And I think part of that is that I'm still getting paid and I'm, you know.
Yeah.
And I just don't have...
Ask you in 20 years how you're liking those checks. Yeah.
Well, I just
$50
don't...
can get you a gallon of milk. Like, motherfuckers.
But I don't have a whole lot of, you know, negative feeling about it. I mean, the reality is fucking graphic design jobs ain't fucking falling out of the sky, so I'm probably going back to a factory floor somewhere.
I don't know, though. You've been putting applications in?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. People need it still. Like, I told you that I contacted my cousin.
Yeah.
For you, because he, you know, I know that he does what you do, or whatever. You could work there with your degree, and he's like, "Dude, we're desperate for people right now.
Right?
Like, we need people horribly. They're just not hiring.
Right?
I think,
I think that's throughout. Like, everybody's doing more work and getting, you know what I mean, but they're not. people aren't hiring.
But all you got to do is just catch the right. You got to submit that application to the right company who's making the Ford turnaround right now. Like the car companies went to shit. Ford said, "Fuck you on the bailouts. We'll do it ourselves," and they did it.
Right.
So there's those companies out there. You just got to put that application. You got to get lucky, essentially.
I mean, essentially, right now, the choice, and really this is what I'm more interested in as opposed to being mad at. My choice of...
So close.
Sorry. Okay. Coke. I said Coke.
Coke. I'll get rid of just the D. Now I've got to edit that out.
So. Is...
It did almost rhyme.
Did we stop recording?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Where are we at on time on this episode?
Like we're done, pretty much.
Oh, we're done?
I'm just trying to get to a point where we can say goodbye.
We should wrap this story
up. I need to get a gig making $10 an hour, or I need to take unemployment.
Yeah.
Because unemployment's going to be about $9.50.
Yeah, you can't. You don't want to hover in the middle.
But I can't take a gig that's less than that, because why the fuck would I?
Yeah.
I can get a little
bit of... So that you're not a government-sucking mooch.
How dare you, sir. By the way, I paid into unemployment.
If I got laid off right now... Years. No, exactly. If I got laid off right now, I would take unemployment. It's because I would feel that I've done it the right way. And you should, too.
Right.
I'm just making a... Over.
I wouldn't milk the system. I wouldn't,
Well, that's like when I rail against fucking moochers all the time, and I gotta deal with it in the in-law side of my family. And when we bought our house, we got the $7,000 tax credit. And the people, I was in a... argument about taxes and mooching, and they're like, guy was like, "Well, you took the $7,000 tax credit. You don't have a problem taking government money, do you?" And I'm like, "Guess what?
It's my money."
I had to be in the right position in my life to have my credit history intact, to have my job history intact, to make enough money to do it in order to even qualify for that. And it's my own money. I've been paying paying into taxes since I was 16. So, and that kind of shut him up a little bit. Yeah. I didn't just say, fuck it. I'm sitting on my couch. Who wants to give me $7,000?
Well, and it's also,
I can sign up for?
There was an incentive behind that of, hey, the government's willing to help try to move this market in the right direction. So that's kind of what was there. It's not mooching as much as it was.
Incentivizing.
Trying to kickstart a fucking economy. That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of what I rail against, because there's no incentive in welfare to get you off of it, to get you better.
Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah. That was a good episode.
Thanks for listening. We're live from the parlor at the Egghead.com compound. You can find us at Snort Coffee on that thing, or at snortcoffee.com on that other thing. The phone number is 937-521. Wrong. 501.
501.
1002.
Oh, that's way changed.
Yeah. It's no longer easy like your taxes, but it's probably easier than your taxes.
It's got it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. For real.
It's easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
More old school song references.
They done playing too.
All right. Bye-bye. My mic's going dark.
With La Bamba. We're not done yet.
We're gonna smoke?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we're still not done yet, though.
The
show still goes on for a bit.
Don't we say goodbye and then it's over?
Yeah, it's over immediately. Just immediately.
Oh, to bring it full circle, though, I do have a lot more time to beat off the porn.
Yeah, you do. So.
Yeah.
Specifically surgical porn.
Big, stretchy, pussy lip, measuring tape porn.
That's a shame, dude. When I saw your empty cubicle, I was kind of sad.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And I didn't know, the other weird thing was I sort of didn't know. I thought, because I knew when I was going to John to, oh, this is when I'm giving him my car, my key card and all that shit. I thought if it would have been second shift, because I don't know. I don't really know many people on first. Yeah. I know some, but I don't necessarily know where to find them. And then, there's also the, part of it is, what the fuck are they going to say? You'll land on your feet?
Yeah.
I honestly felt like they wish... I feel like everybody I knew that I was cool with would wish me well.
Yeah.
But it was just going to be awkward, and it was just going to be, And so I sort of felt weird. I felt like I should have said, hey, what's up? I'm affected. Later.
I thought your text to me was pretty appropriate.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what else can you say, and what else can I, like, how am I supposed to?
And there was somebody that texted me and asked about it, and I need to email Jess back because he emailed me and I never got back to him.
I just, my continual thought is, we work in a factory in America, and we're now just getting to a point in America where we need to start bringing factories back, and our company is not smart enough to realize that. So we've been fucked. I've been fucked for the past 15 years. I'm just kind of waiting until the day comes where it happens. You know, I don't think I'm, like, it's going to suck if I don't have a job.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I don't expect to have my job fucking ever.
Yeah.
And never have, really. Like, it's a fucking factory where I make way too much money,
quite
frankly.
When I moved up there, I felt even more vulnerable.
Really?
Like, every day,
yeah.
I essentially, but again, I'm sort of a negative person, and I wonder if that's... Yeah. Not the best operating system for me, but it's served me well enough so far.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Audible.com.
What I'm saying, as far as it seems weird to say,
we're back on.
It's fine. Finish your thought, right?
Yeah. It seems weird to say, hey, don't judge this group of people just because they do stuff differently than you. Don't judge them. They're just as equal as you. And then right on the other side of the conversation, you say, hey, you see those people?
Yeah, but not to put words into Joel's mouth, but it seems to me what he's saying is that we're missing a bunch of context that may not really say that.
Four.